Welcome to the Skin Crest Clinic Dermatology Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Praveen Banodkar, consultant dermatologist practicing in Mumbai at Skin Crest Clinic. I thank you for joining the podcast that covers everything related to the skin, hair, and nails. In this episode, we would be discussing about melasma. Melasma, also called chloasma, or a pregnancy mask, is a common skin condition of adults in which brown or grayish patches of pigmentation develop commonly on the face. It is more common in women, particularly during pregnancy, because 50% of the women during pregnancy or after that can develop it. However, this can also be seen in men, especially on the face or cheek areas. Melasma is more common in people of color and those who tan very quickly, but can occur to anyone. Melasma usually becomes more noticeable in the summer and improves during the winter months. It is not an infection, therefore it is not contagious, and it is not due to any allergies. It is not cancerous and will not develop into skin cancer. It is easily recognized by the dermatologist. In very few cases, we can do a skin biopsy to rule out a melasma from other pigmentary condition. Remember, melasma is very difficult and challenging to treat. However, it can be lightened through many methods. There are certain hydroquinone or retinoid based creams that are prescribed by the dermatologist, so you cannot use them blindly and you have to take the advice of the dermatologist, as these creams can be equally harsh on the face. Melasma often returns after stopping treatments, hence a maintenance routine by the dermatologist is normally provided. Melasma treatments fall into different categories and they can be used together. Avoiding the known triggers such as birth control pills or hormone therapies that are known to trigger melasma, avoiding the sun and using sun blocking creams, skin lightening creams prescribed by the dermatologist, because some of them can be highly irritant and can potentially aggravate pigmentation. Procedures such as chemical peels, microneedling, and laser therapy also can be done. Chemical peels improve melasma by removing the outermost cells of the skin that contain the pigment. Chemical peels should be undertaken by the dermatologist. Microneedling is a process where the skin is repeatedly punctured with tiny needles to help the creams to penetrate better into the skin. This can result sometimes in pain, swelling, infections, and scarring, and should be done preferably by the trained dermatologist. There are certain types of lasers that can help in pigmentation and can be done only by the dermatologist. Hope you enjoyed listening and gathered some valuable take-home messages in today's discussion. Thanks for tuning in. Do not forget your sunscreen. For dermatology appointments, you can send a WhatsApp on 9867-955-944. Take care, stay safe, and stay healthy.